Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very, very special day on the Jewish calendar. It's the Yahrzeit, Elula, of the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi. Famously authored the Book of Tanya, updated the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, Torah Or, Likutei Torah, many, many other Sfarim. He founded the Chabad movement, and to this day, his influence is growing greater and greater. And a very interesting story happened with him one time that a chassid or admirer or a student gave the Alter Rebbe a silver snuff box. Now, you may not know what a snuff box is, so I'll explain it. It's a small container in which one places tobacco. Not tobacco, which is then smoked, which is, of course, chas v'shalom, very dangerous, but rather tobacco which is sniffed. And I don't know if that's dangerous also. Probably it's dangerous if you do too much of it. I don't know if it's dangerous if you only do a little bit. I don't know. But in any case, in those days, it was very common for people to use snuff. Apparently, it gave a little bit like having a cup of coffee, perhaps. It gave the person a little bit of a lift. And many people had snuff boxes which they carried with them, and they used it, whatever, a few times during the day. So the Alter Rebbe was not really interested in it for the original use, but he did take off the cover, which, since it was silver, was actually very, very shiny and was like a mirror. It was not like a glass mirror, but like a silver mirror. And he used it to help himself straighten his tefillin in the morning when he would put on his tefillin. You know, we can't tell exactly if our tefillin is perfectly straight unless we ask someone to help us straighten it or if we look into the mirror. And so the Alter Rebbe looked into this cover of the snuff box, a silver piece or silver flat cover that had this very shiny quality like a mirror, and he used it to straighten his tefillin with. So Chassidim talked about this, how the Alter Rebbe had taken apart the snuff box. And some of the Chassidim were saying that the Alter Rebbe actually broke the lid off the snuff box to use. But at one of the gatherings of the Chassidim, there was present there the grandson of the Alter Rebbe. His name was Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch, also known as the Tzemach Tzedek. He was the third Chabad Rebbe. And he overheard one of the Chassidim saying that the Alter Rebbe, his grandfather, had broken off the lid of the snuff box to use to straighten his tefillin with, to use as a mirror. So the Tzemach Tzedek, Menachem Mendel, the third Chabad Rebbe, corrected this chassid and said, "My grandfather would never have broken the lid off. Grandfather didn't break anything. He didn't break himself. He didn't break other people. He didn't even break inanimate objects. It was very gentle." But this story, although it's a very short story, tells us something very, very profound about the Alter Rebbe. Sometimes a person may feel that they have to improve themselves in some way, and they have to break something in themselves. We know that there's such a thing as breaking a habit. That's fine, but not to break oneself, you know, to, say, criticize oneself so harshly as to feel broken. Certainly not to break another person. To say to yourself, "Oh, I have to improve this person. I'm going to really give it to them over the head. I'm going to really criticize them sharply so that they can improve themselves." Most likely, that's not a good idea because you're breaking the person, very possibly breaking the person. And even the Alter Rebbe was so gentle, it wouldn't even break an object. Rather, his grandson said, the Tzemach Tzedek said, what he probably did was that there was a hinge. The cover was probably held on by a hinge. And the way a hinge works is that there is a thin rod that is run through two kind of loops or more, and that holds the two pieces together. But if you take out that thin rod, then they come apart. And that's probably what my grandfather did do, the Tzemach Tzedek said. He removed the hinge, and therefore the cover was now separate from the rest of the snuff box. Well, everything in Torah has an outer meaning and an inner meaning. And the seventh Chabad Rebbe, Menachem Mendel, also was his name, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, he explained this story on a little bit deeper level. He explained that by removing that rod, that thin rod, that allowed the cover to come off from the box. And similarly, with our animal soul, our evil inclination, it can be attached to us in such a way that it can influence us. So therefore, what we have to do is we have to separate the animal soul from our godly soul so that we don't get confused. And if the animal soul says to us, oh, do this and this, it's a holy activity. Eat 5 servings of chocolate layer cake. It's kosher. That's not a kosher activity, though. Yeah, it's kosher food, but to gorge oneself on kosher food is certainly the opposite of serving Hashem. So we have to be able to separate the animal soul from ourselves to some extent. Of course, we can't separate it completely or else we wouldn't be alive. But to some extent, separate it so that the animal soul cannot influence us. The animal soul / evil inclination cannot convince us to do something against Hashem's will. And that's what the Alter Rebbe was teaching us. To take out that thin rod that connects together the animal soul and the godly soul so that we can have a little distance. The animal soul, of course, is part of our life. That's what keeps us alive. That's why we eat. That's why we breathe. It's the animal soul causing us to eat and breathe. But there has to be a little separation so that we don't get influenced too much by the animal soul. And rather, the godly soul can be influencing us. And especially that, what did the Alter Rebbe use it for? To straighten his tefillin. The idea of tefillin, although only males put on tefillin, but everybody can learn the lesson from tefillin, which is to subjugate our mind and our heart to Hashem. That the tefillin helps a man, and women can do this simply by thinking about it because of their different nature, special kind of nature, a special, more spiritual nature, to subjugate our heart and mind to God, to serve Him. And so he was able to take that cover and use it to straighten his tefillin in order to help him to serve Hashem. And so too we, in many, many areas, we, of course, learn Torah and do mitzvahs, but much of our life is not directly involved with learning, not directly involved with davening, not directly involved with doing the 613 commandments. In many parts of our life, we are involved with our business, with our play, with our ordinary life. And if we remember that we have a godly soul and an animal soul, and that we want to make a little separation so that the godly soul rules over the animal soul, then we can really make all of our activities, all of our thoughts, speech, and action, which is for the purpose of serving Hashem. May we all work at it with inspiration of the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, Tanya, and other important books and the Hasidic way of life to form friendships and to really all Jewish people be like one family with love according to the Torah, and to have a chayas, to have an enthusiasm for learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and serving Hashem. This is what the Alter Rebbe wanted from the ways of Hasidus and from the teachings of Hasidus, to give us enthusiasm in living a Jewish life and to form friendships with other Jewish people so that we become like one family with love according to the Torah. May it happen every day more and more. May all of us do our part through learning and davening and Avos Yisrael, loving our fellow Jew. And this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. This will certainly free the hostages. This will certainly give us a complete and utter victory in the land of Israel and bring Mashiach and the redemption, the Beis HaMikdash, and the true, true redemption for us and for the entire world. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More. Have a wonderful Shabbos if you're listening to this on Friday, or a wonderful week.